WPGW, AM and FM, Portland.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Fortsack Fieldhouse tonight on WPGW Radio in Portland, Indiana. FortRecoveryRadio.com in Fort Recovery. And we're on the High School Sports TV Network as well tonight, NHS. So welcome to the broadcast. Fort Recovery tangling with Parkway tonight. That conference game coming up here. Parkway's had a great year so far. They're 7-1 on the season. Fort Recovery, a good year also. They're 4-2 on the year right now. JV contest went to Parkway as they won 25-20, 27-25. Fort Recovery looked like they were going to win that second set, but it got away from them, and Parkway came back to win 27-25 in the second set and win the match. Fort Recovery's junior varsity is 5-2 on the year, and the junior varsity for Parkway is at 4-3. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from Dr. Kim Bormore and all of her staff at the Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland. Her staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tan and Christy Hartz. Located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67, again, the Family Dentistry office of Dr. Kim Bormore. Bormore Family Dentistry. Just about set to go here. We'll be back with the start of the match right after this.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Kayla Heitkamp will start things off by serving for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve back to Fort Recovery. They're going to call a double hit on Parkway. So Fort Recovery will pick up their first points, 1-0. Kayla Heitkamp serving again here. And it's another good serve dug out by the back line by Adria Miller. Here's a hit over and a kill by Parkway. Looks like that was Britton Bruns with the kill. And Parkway ties it up at one apiece. Bruns with the kill for the Lady Panthers. Back serving now is Colby Smith. Good serve dug out by Fort Recovery. And there's a block by Parkway. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Back to Parkway. Here's the set, the smash, and the kill. Well, I can see right off the bat, she's quite a hitter in Britton Bruns, hitting from the outside hitting position there. She blasted that one, and it's now 2-1. Service point for Colby Smith. She'll serve again. And this is too long. Serve was too long. Service error, and Fort Recovery will have side out. Back to serve now is Cameron Mullenkamp. Good serve by Cameron, dug out by Colby Smith. Here's the dink over and the kill. That time, Britton Bruns just used a little finesse hit and got the kill that way. And it's now 3-2. Parkway in the lead. Back to serve is Cammie Langenkamp. Langenkamp's serve is dug out by Fort Recovery's Cameron Mullenkamp. Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mullenkamp. And ended up getting the kill. Parkway could not make the return. So full recovery gets side out. And that'll bring to the service line Kenna Dews. Here's the first serve by Kenna. It's a good one. Dug out by Britton Bruns. Here's the hit back over by Bruns. And was it in or out? It was out, they said. Bruns hit cross-court smash there was out. Service point for Kenna Dews. And Fort Recovery has taken a 4-3 lead here. Good serve by Dews. Here's the hit over by Naomi Kanapke for Parkway. Kennedy Mollenkamp returns it for Fort Recovery. Here's a smash. And apparently a kill for Britton Bruns, her fourth kill of the match already. And she has all four of the points for Parkway. It's 4-4. Parkway serving. Hit back over to Parkway. Bruns will set. Here's the smash by Naomi Kanapke, and Fort Recovery can't play it. Gives Kanapke a kill for the Lady Panthers. Again, Parkway 7-1 on the year, and there's a service error for Britton Bruns. 5-5 score here. Here comes the serve. Dug out by the back line. Here's the set. Smash over, and there's a kill. I think that was Naomi Kanapke. 6-5 now. Back to serve for Parkway is Adria Miller. Adria's serve is dug out by Fort Recovery's Bridget Homan. Here's a smash by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Parkway will play it. The set and the outside hitter blast it home for a kill. Colby Smith. And it's now 7-5, Parkway by 2. And going back to serve is Adria Miller. Adria's serve is a good one, dug out by Dews. Here's Heitkamp setting for Homan. Hit back to Parkway. Here's the set, the hit back to Fort Recovery. And it is too far out of bounds over the end line for Colby Smith. Fort Recovery picks up the point side out. It's now 7-6. Lady Indians down by just one. Kennedy Mollenkamp will serve now. Good serve dug out by Parkway. The set. Here's the soft dink over, except it didn't get over. Naomi Kanapke tried to hit it just barely over the net, and she couldn't get it over. That's a point for Fort Recovery. 7-7 now. Kennedy Mollenkamp serving again. Good serve. Heitkamp was set for Fort Recovery. There's Niekamp on the kill. Carly Niekamp gets a kill for the Indians, and the Indians now take the lead at 8-7. Good competitive match going here. Kennedy Mollenkamp will serve again. Good serve. It's dug out by Parkway. Here's the set and the smash and the kill for Naomi Kanapke. Give Bryn Shane Lieben the assist. Parkway serving. Good serve there by Emery Temple. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp back to Parkway. Here's the set. Hitting it back over to Kayla Heitkamp. Dews will set for Cameron Mollenkamp, and she gets the kill. Cameron Mollenkamp with her first kill of the night, and that makes it 9-8. Indians have side out, and they have the lead back. Good match here. Going back to serve now is Carly Niekamp. Carly's serve is dug out by Parkway's libero, and a battle at the net. And look like Willman hits it back over the win for Fort Recovery. We'll go ahead and give Bryn Willman a kill there. Service point for Carly Niekamp, and Carly will serve again. Good serve. Dug out by Emery Temple, the libero. Here's a hit back over by Parkway. Fort Recovery able to play it. Cameron Mollenkamp will set for Bryn Willman, and she hits it out of bounds. Side out, Parkway. Bryn Shane Lieben will go back to serve. Good serve, dug out by Homan for Fort Recovery. Heitkamp to Cameron Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp on the hit. Parkway back to Fort Recovery. There's the dig and back over to Parkway. Here's the set and the smash, a block at the net by Bren Willman. Parkway keeps it alive. Here's the smash by Bruns, and she got the kill. Britton Bruns with her fifth kill of the night. Service point for Bren. Shane Lieben, and she'll serve again. Good serve, and it's going to be an ace serve. Ace serve for Bren Shane Lieben. Kennedy Mollenkamp just couldn't quite get the right angle on that, and nobody else could help her out. It's now 11-10. Parkway takes the lead back. Shane Lieben, Kennedy Mollenkamp to the net. Kayla Heitkamp hits it over on the second hit. Here's a smash and another kill for Bruns. Boy, she's something else. Timeout Fort Recovery. 12-10. Parkway's taking a two-point lead. We'll be back in just a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And St. Henry Bank reminds you to attend the St. Joe Festival this weekend, going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Check out the St. Joe Festival Facebook page for a list of the activities. So that was another service point for Shane Lieben. She served 3 points in a row here and will serve again. Parkway leads by 2, 12-10. This serve is a good one. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Heitkamp, who will set for Bren Willman, who was circling around, and Bren doesn't get it over the net. It's a point for Parkway. Shane Lieben with 4 points in a row. She'll serve again. Good serve dug out by Homan. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Cameron. Cameron on the smash and got the kill. Cameron Mollenkamp spikes it down for her second kill of the night. Side out Fort Recovery. 13-11, Indians down by 2, and Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve again. Kayla's serve is a good one. Dug out by Miller, and here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Willman. Willman on the hit. Played by Miller. Here's a smash by Bruns, and she got a kill again. Man. 7 kills already for Britton Bruns. I don't think I've seen this kind of performance yet this year. Side out for Parkway. Colby Smith was back to serve. Good serve. Dug out by Homan. And a battle at the net, and getting it over and getting the kill was Parkway's Megan Hughes. Lynn Ben Hughes' daughter, Megan Hughes. Here's another serve. It's a good serve. Smash by Willman, and she got the kill. Bren Willman with a kill there, her second of the evening. That's side out Fort Recovery now. Cameron Mollenkamp will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Good serve dug out by Parkway. Here's the set. There's Bruns again, and she gets another kill off the fist of Dews. Bruns with 8 kills on the night now. My goodness. They only have 16 points. She has 8 of those points on kills. Side out Parkway. Serving now is Cammie Langenkamp for Parkway. It's a service error in the net. Parkway only has 2 seniors, Callie Bollenbacher and Adria Miller. Everybody else is an underclassman. Side out Indians. Here's Dews serving. Kenna's serve is a good one. Kenna is the libero for Fort Recovery. Here's a hit by Bruns back to Fort Recovery. Cameron Mollenkamp plays it to Dews. Now here's Kennedy Mollenkamp, and she gets the kill. Kennedy Mollenkamp with a kill. It's now 16-14. Lady Indians only down by 2 here. Really great match going on here. Hughes will serve again. And it's out of bounds off the far sideline. Service error. That will give side out to the Lady Panthers. Back to service, Bruns. Good serve to Dews. Here's the set and the hit back over by Carly Niekamp. They're going to call two hits on Parkway. So, side out to Fort Recovery and going back to serve now is Bridget Holman. Bridget's only a sophomore. Good serve to Bruns up to the net. Now heading it back over was Megan Hughes. Here's the set for Bruns, a smash, and Hughes gets the kill. Right down the line, Megan Hughes with the kill. And that makes it now 18-15, side out Parkway. Three-point lead for the Lady Panthers. They have a record of 7-1 on the year. Fort Recovery's 4-2. Back to serve for the Panthers, Adria Miller. Miller's serve is a good one, dug out by Holman. Into the net, though, and nobody can play it, and it's a point. I'm going to go ahead and rule that as an ace serve for Adria Miller. Adria will serve it again. Good serve, dug out by Bridget Holman. Kayla Heikamp to Carly Niekamp. Parkway runs, quick hits it back over to Fort Recovery. Dews did a nice job of saving that, but nobody else could play it. Point for Parkway and timeout for Fort Recovery. 20-15 now. Lady Indians down by 5 here in this first set. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kaut Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at KautPharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we just got word that Fort Recovery has closed school for tomorrow due to a water problem at the elementary middle school. So pass the word. I know you weren't expecting to hear that. School is closed tomorrow in Fort Recovery due to a water problem at the elementary middle school. It says due to a major plumbing and water leak issue at the elementary middle school building. High school activities will still be on as normal, but there is no high school either.
Correct.
High school will still be closed, but the high school activities are still on for tomorrow, like the football game. Okay, we're back in action here. It's 21-15, now 21-16 as the serve is out of bounds for Parkway. Kennedy Mollenkamp will be serving now. Mollenkamp serves across the net, and they got a whistle and just had a rotation issue or something. Gave the point to Parkway. Emory Temple will serve now. Good serve dug out by Bridget Holman to Heikamp. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp, and can't get it over the net. Point Parkway. Service point for Emory Temple. Again, Fort Recovery schools are closed for tomorrow due to a plumbing and water leak problem at the elementary middle school. And there is a smash and a hit out of bounds by Carly Niekamp. Service point for Parkway. Temple serves again. Dug out by Bridget Holman. Kayla Heikamp was set for Carly Niekamp, and that was not a good set by Kayla. Carly just couldn't get to it, and Point Parkway, and it's now 25-16, and this set is over. Parkway wins the first set 25-16 over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We'll be back with set number two. Now, that was close for quite a while, but Parkway pulls away at the end. We'll return in a moment right after we pause for this. here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio.
Attention all lawn enthusiasts. Get ready for some serious savings at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. For a limited time only, we're slashing prices on all used mowers. That's right, every used mower is marked down with some incredible discounts of up to $1,000 off. Don't miss this chance to upgrade your lawn care arsenal without breaking the bank. Visit Hall Brothers today and take advantage of these amazing deals before they're gone. Hall Brothers, your destination for quality mowers at unbeatable prices.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Toad with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Ohio did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Well, Bryn, Shane Levin did the first serve for Parkway, and there was a miss hit by Britton Bruns. So Fort Recovery picks up the first point, 1-0. There's a smash and a kill by Parkway's Kobe Smith, and that makes it a 1-1 tie. Here's the next serve by Parkway's Colby Smith. It's a good one. Kennedy Mollenkamp, tried to free ball it over and just mishit it. And so point Parkway. Colby Smith will serve again. Good serve. Kennedy Mollenkamp to the net to Kayla Heitkamp. She'll set for Bridget Holman, and Bridget gets the kill. Nice offense there for the Indians. That's the first kill of the night for Bridget Holman. Cameron Mollenkamp will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Side out. 2-2 tie. Good serve there. Here's the set. Here's Bruns again. Got the kill. Bridget Bruns, that time a placement kill. Her ninth kill of the evening. She had 8 in that first set. Wow. Back to serve. Cammy Langenkamp for Parkway. Parkway and Fort Recovery in high school volleyball here tonight on WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com. There's a smash by Cameron Mollenkamp and a smash back by Parkway's Naomi Kanapke. And Naomi puts it on the floor to pick up a point for the Lady Panthers. Cammy Langenkamp again serving here for Parkway. They now lead 4-2. Good serve dug out by Cameron Mollenkamp. Heitkamp will set for Holman. Holman gets it over. Parkway. Hughes gets it back over to Fort Recovery. Freeballing it over is Cameron Mollenkamp. Here's the set for Parkway. A smash by Bruns, blocked by Fort Recovery. Here's a smash. Another block by Bryn Willman. Parkway has it again. Bruns hits it over again, and there's a block for Homan. Bridget Homan picks up a nice block. Solo block there, and it's 4-3. Side out Indians, and Kennedews will go back to serve now. Good serve there. Dug out by Parkway. Here's the hit over by the Lady Panthers. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Homan. Back to Parkway. Here's the set for the Panthers. There's a smash. And they have a debate about that. Now they're going to say point was for Bruns. Bruns picked up the point. Give her a kill. Initially, the official had ruled the point was for recoveries, but something reversed the call there. So, Britton Bruns will serve. Let serve, got it across. Homan to Carly Niekamp, and there's a block by Parkway. Hughes picks up the block. She's a tall young lady, as you would expect, being the daughter of Lynn Ben Hughes. Serve for Parkway. Here's the hit back over by Carly Niekamp, and she hits it out of bounds. Point, Parkway. Britton Bruns serving again. Almost an ace serve, but saved by Cameron Mullenkamp. Here's Kennedy Mullenkamp hanging it back to Parkway. Here's the set. A smash over by Hughes, and she got the kill. They give the assist there to Emery Temple. And Megan Hughes gets the kill. And the score is 8-3. Parkway with a huge lead here in the second set after winning the first set, 25-16. We'll be back in a moment. Timeout. Timeout Fort Recovery right after this.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at Fort Recovery, Bruns serving again for Parkway. Good serve, and they're just going to be, they're going to say, one of the Lady Indians stepped under the net. So point Parkway. Bruns serving again. Good serve. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Bridget Homan on a nice smash. Parkway plays it. Here's the hit back by Bruns, and she hits it out of the gym over the end line. Side out Fort Recovery. Lady Indians needed that to stop the bleeding. Trailing here 9-4 with Bridget Homan serving. Homan serve is good. Dug out by Kobe Smith. Back over to Fort Recovery from Bruns. Kennedews will set. Kayla Heitkamp hits it over. Here's the set for Parkway, the smash. And a block for Carly Niekamp. Carly Niekamp picks up the block. It's a point for Fort Recovery. And it's now 9-5. Back to a four-point lead. Here comes the serve. Dug out by Parkway. There's the two-hand shove over the net. Dews will set for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Got the kill. Hit it where nobody was in the middle of the back line. That makes it now 9-6. Fort Recovery only down by three. Homan serving. Good serve. Here's the dig by Kobe Smith. A smash. And it's a kill for Parkway's Naomi Kanapke. That's her fifth kill of the evening from the middle hitting spot. Adria Miller will go back to serve now for Parkway. She has one service ace on the night. There's a let serve, got across okay. Bridget Homan on the return. Here's the set for Parkway. They hit back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. There's a block. And getting the block was Bryn Shane Lieben. And that's a point for Parkway. It's now 11-6. 5-point lead here for the Lady Panthers in the second set. Service ace. Her second ace serve of the night for Adria Miller. And it's now 12-6. Miller will serve again. This time it's a service error over the end line. Fort Recovery wisely let that one go. Kennedy Mollenkamp back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Trailing 12-7. Mollenkamp serves a good one, dug out by Bruns. Here's the set. Hitting it back over was Kanapke. Back to Parkway again. Two hands over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Niekamp, and now Parkway returns it on a free ball. Here's a set for Niekamp, and she got the kill. And give Kayla Heitkamp the assist, and Carly Niekamp gets the kill. Side out, Lady Indians. 12-8 now. Fort Recovery trails by 4. Kennedy Mollenkamp, good serve. And here's a miss hit by Bryn Shane Lieben. Tried to hit it over right away and miss hit it. Service point for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy will serve again. It's 12-9 now. 3-point lead for Parkway. And here's a free ball over by Shane Lieben. And a dink back over by Cameron Mollenkamp. Here's the set and the hit back to Fort Recovery. Nice save there by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Just free balling it over is Cameron Mollenkamp. Here's the set for Parkway. They hit by Miller. And there Bridget Holman hits it back to Parkway and got the kill. Bridget Holman with a kill. Now 12-10. Lady Indians only down by 2. Fort Recovery really needs to win this set against this tough Parkway team. Here's a smash by Naomi Kanapke, and Fort Recovery can't play it. Give Kanapke a kill. That is her 6th of the evening. Back to serve now is Emory Temple, the libero. Good serve. Dug out by Holman to Heitkamp. Here's a hit by Cameron Mollenkamp. Falls on the Parkway side of the net. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Niekamp. Hits it over. Parkway's able to keep it alive. Two hands over by Bruns. Here's Cameron Mollenkamp back to Parkway. Bruns will set. Battle at the net. Back to Fort Recovery. Dews will pass to Heitkamp, who sets for Cameron Mollenkamp. And Mollenkamp gets the kill. Cameron Mollenkamp. Now it's side out for the Lady Indians. And Carly Niekamp will go back to serve. Good serve by Carly, or is it? Nope, it's out of bounds. Too long. Service error. That'll give the serve to Bryn Shane Lieben. Shane Lieben's jump serve to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mollenkamp. A block at the net by Parkway, but it's hit out of bounds. Point for Fort Recovery. Back to serve is Kayla Heitkamp. Kayla's serve is a good one. Here's a pass to the net. Hitting it over to Fort Recovery. And Fort Recovery's in trouble and can't play it. I think that was Cammie Langenkamp who tipped it over there. Just in the right spot. Lady Indians couldn't play it. And that's going to give the serve back to Parkway. Side out Parkway with Colby Smith serving. Good serve, and it's an ace serve. Off the fist of Kennedy Mollenkamp. And way backwards. it went kill, or a service ace, I should say, for Kobe Smith. That makes it 16-12 now. Parkway by four again. Smith will serve again. Here's Heitkamp setting for Willman. Good hit. Bruns on a smash and a block for Fort Recovery. Bridget Holman, I think Bridget Holman and Bryn Willman on that block. Point Fort Recovery. Cameron Mollenkamp will serve at 16-13. Mollenkamp serves a good one. Miller digs it out. Here's a smash. And a kill for Bruns. Let's see. That's 9, 10, 11 kills now for Britton Bruns. Here's the serve now for Parkway. Serving is Cammy Langenkamp. Good serve. Back over by Cameron Mollenkamp to Parkway. There's Bruns back to Fort Recovery. Saved by Dews. Here's Willman hitting it over and got the kill. Fort Recovery did an amazing job of saving that one. And Bryn Willman comes up with the kill from her middle hitting position. 17-14. Fort Recovery down by three. Coach Travis Guggenbiller giving his Lady Indians some encouragement. Here's the set, and Bruns hits it over, but I think out of bounds. Yep. Bryn Shane Lieben had set for Bruns, but she hits it out of bounds. Point for Fort Recovery. Dews will serve again. Kenna Dews, good serve. Dug out by Bruns. Here's the set. Back to Bruns. A block by Fort Recovery's Kennedy Mollenkamp. Point Fort Recovery. Kenna Dews will serve again. Now 17-16, only a one-point lead here. Good serve, dug out by Bruns. Here's the set by Bryn Shane Lieben, and a kill for the Parkway Lady Panthers. 18-16, back to a two-point margin. Britton Bruns will serve, good serve. Here's the smash by Bridget Holman, and Holman gets the kill. Side out for recovery. That makes it 18-17 now. Lady Indians keep sneaking back here. And Bridget Holman will be the server. Good serve. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Holman plays it to Kayla Heitkamp. Here's Carly DeCamp, and they're going to call a double hit. A carry is called on Parkway. And that ties it up at 18 apiece. We're all tied. 18-18, Fort Recovery and Parkway in this crucial second set. Parkway won the first set 25-16. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kaut Pharmacy IV pharmacist will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose your home for your IV treatment and request Kaut Pharmacy IV to provide your sterile infusion medications. Call Kaut Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 419-375-2323, extension 4. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Once again, if you missed the announcement, Fort Recovery schools are closed tomorrow due to a plumbing problem and water leak problem at the elementary middle school. So even the high school is closed, but the high school activities will still be on tomorrow. The football game, for example, will still be played tomorrow with cold water. 18-18 tie. Here is Bridget Holman serving again. Good serve. Here's a hit back by Bridget Bruns, and she gets the kill. Fort Recovery couldn't play it. Another kill for Bruns. Going back to serve now is Adria Miller. Adria Miller now back to serve from the back line. Fort Recovery trails 19-18. It's an ace serve. That is her third ace serve of the night. It's now 20-18. Now Fort Recovery in danger territory here. They need to get a point. Miller's serve is dug out by Cameron Mullenkamp. Heitkamp was set for Niekamp. Cross-court hit played by Bruns. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery by Bren Shane-Leven, and there is a block for Parkway. 21-18 now. And Parkway leads by three, and Fort Recovery calls another timeout. We'll be back.
Are you in need of a new mower? Well, buckle up, because the spring mower sale at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery just got better. We've got top brands like Toro, Grasshopper, Kubota, and Cub Cadet all on sale. And the best part? Used mowers from these trusted brands are marked down some as much as $1,000. Don't miss out on this chance to save. Visit Hall Brothers today and drive home with the mower of your dreams. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your one-stop shop for premium mowers at unbeatable prices.
Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Eric Catterley's our studio producer back at the radio station. Brody Bargy and Neil Spencer are the producers for FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. And we're also being heard on the national network, TV network for NHS. Here's a good serve by Parkway, hit back over by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Back over by Kobe Smith, and she gets a kill as Cameron Mullenkamp could not play it. So Kobe Smith gets a kill. That was an excellent effort there by Fort Recovery. And there's a service error. Thank you very much. That makes it 22-19 now. Okay, here's Fort Recovery's chance. They need to get a couple of points, get this score evened up. Kennedy Mullenkamp serving. Good serve dug out by Bruns. Here's a smash by Naomi Kanapke back to Parkway. Here's the set. Kobe Smith on a hit. Played by Fort Recovery. Dews will set for Cameron Mullenkamp. Cross-court hit. And it's in for a kill. Cameron Mullenkamp in for a kill there to make it 22-20. Kennedy Mullenkamp will serve again. Good serve. Runs. Goes to the net. Here's the smash by Kobe Smith. And a hit back over by Coldwater, and they get the kill. I think that was a two-hand shove there by Britton Bruns. And it's now 23-20. Parkway by three. Now serving the libero, Emery Temple. The battle at the net, and Fort Recovery can't get it over. It's a point for Parkway, and this set is probably over, unfortunately. Temple will serve again. Dug out by Mullenkamp. There's a smash by Cameron Mullenkamp, and she got the kill. Way to go, Cameron. Keeping the hopes alive here for the Lady Indians. 24-21. Fort Recovery needs several in a row here. Three in a row would keep this thing going, even if they had an error after that. Good serve by Carly Niekamp. Smashed by Kobe Smith. And a block. And they say the block is out of bounds, and that's it. 25-21. Parkway wins set 2, 25-21, and that makes it pretty gloomy now for Fort Recovery. They're going to have to win three in a row against a very fine Parkway team. We'll be back in a moment here at Fortside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery trailing 2-0 to the mighty Parkway Panthers, came in with a 7-1 record on the year tonight.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. There's things I hate and there's things I love. I hate winter and I hate snow and I hate taxes. I love my family and my country, and I love a good mower. This year, if you're in a relationship with a mower that you don't love, then tell your mower that it's time to start seeing other people. At Hall Brothers, we carry mowers that you'll love, like Grasshoppers, Toro, and Kubota. Whether it's new or used, we've got your next mower. Life is too short not to love your mower. Hall Brothers, for your lawn and garden needs in Fort Recovery.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
First serve in the second, or the third set, rather, goes for Kayla Heitkamp, and she hits it out of bounds for a serving error. There's a serve by Parkway. It's a good one. Here's a smash by the amazing hitter, Britton Bruns, and she gets another kill. That is her 15th kill of the night, basically in two sets. There's a serve by Kobe Smith, and this is a service error. Side out for recovery. Cameron Mollenkamp will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Here's the set. Bruns hits it back over and got the kill. Cameron Mollenkamp, that wasn't a thundering hit or anything, but just a placement hit, and she gets her 16th kill tonight. Back to serve now is Cammy Langenkamp for Parkway. Good serve by Cammy. Dug out by Kenna Dews. Heitkamp will set for Homan, and Homan down the line, and she got the kill. Bridget Homan with a kill. It's number four for her on the evening, and that'll send Kenna Dews to the service line. Good serve dug out by Bruns. Here's a smash and a cross-court hit for a kill for Naomi Kanapke. And she has seven kills on the evening. Back to Britton Bruns to serve. Good serve by Bruns, and it's an ace serve off the fist of Kenna Dews. Kenna just couldn't get it up in the air. That's her first ace of the night. Bruns hits again, another serve. Cameron Mollenkamp to Heitkamp. Heitkamp sets it, and there was nobody there. Some confusion. That doesn't happen very often for Fort Recovery. She put it right where she wanted to. She put it right on the outside hitting spot, but there was no one that came up to hit. So a point for Parkway, and now there's a hitting error on Fort Recovery, a double hit. And timeout is called by Fort Recovery as they're getting off to a rough start here in this third set, trailing 7-2. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kaut Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at kautpharmacy.com. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we have a score of 7-2. Parkway already has won the first two sets, 25-16, 25-21. Boy, the Indians had a chance to win that second set, slipped away from them. And then here in this third set, Parkway has taken charge right off the bat. Here's Brun serving. It's a good serve. Cameron Mollenkamp digs it out. Homan to Kenna Dews. Free balls it over. Bruns will set for Naomi Kanapke, and she gets the kill. Britton Bruns setting for Naomi Kanapke, who gets the kill. Another serve by Bruns. Kennedy Mollenkamp on a smash. Played by Parkway. Two-handing it over. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Bridget Homan, and she got the kill. Cross-court hit. Bridget Homan with the kill, side out Indians, and Homan will go back to serve. 8-3 score now, Indians down by 5. Homan serve is a good one, and back, it's so good, it's an ace serve as nobody could get to it. Right in the middle. Homan will serve again here. This serve is too low, hits the top of the net, and does not get over. Service error for Bridget Homan. Reporting in is Adria Miller for Parkway. I am assuming she'll come in to serve. She has 3 ace serves on the night with 6 total points. Adria Miller serving again here. Good serve dug out by Bridget Homan. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp, who two hands it over. Here's the set for Bruns. The hit back over to for recovery. Here's Kobe Smith passing to Bruns. Bruns hits it over. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Carly DeCamp free balls it over. Bruns will set for the outside hitter, Kobe Smith. Fort Recovery plays it. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp back over to Parkway. Bruns will set again. Back over to Fort Recovery. Homan to Heitkamp. Here's DeCamp back over to Fort Recovery again. And Heitkamp just hits it over there. There's a smash and a block for Fort Recovery. Parkway keeps it alive, and Miller hits it back over. Now Fort Recovery back to Parkway, to Bruns, and Bruns quick hits it over, but keeping it alive was Homan for Fort Recovery. Now they're going to call Bruns for going under the net. Wow. What action. What action there was there. Fort Recovery picks up the point as Britton Bruns accidentally went under the net. And Fort Recovery picks up the point. Kennedy Mollenkamp serving now. Make it 9-5. There's a smash. Volleyball comes up here in the stands. Fort Recovery loses that point. Side out Parkway. Naomi Kanapke had the nice hit there for Parkway that set that point up. Served now by Parkway's Emery Temple, and a block at the net. They're going to say Fort Recovery had 4 hits, which is not allowed, obviously. Temple will serve again. Good serve. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mollenkamp. Nice hit. Parkway plays it. Here's Kobe Smith back to Fort Recovery, back to Parkway, and they can't get it over. Britton Bruns made an effort. She was laying on her butt, actually, trying to get it over the net and couldn't do so. So Fort Recovery picks up side out. Carly Niekamp serving now. Good serve. Kobe Smith passes. Here's the outside hitter, Miller. No, I'm sorry. That was Kobe Smith and the outside hitter. And Fort Recovery ends up getting a kill. So a kill for the Lady Indians. And Carly Niekamp goes back to serve. 11-7 score here. Good serve there. Kobe Smith hits it back to Fort Recovery. Here's Heitkamp setting for Cameron Mollenkamp. A good hit there. Hit back over by Parkway. by Bryn Schoenleben, and Schoenleben gets the kill. 12-7 now. Parkway leads by 5 here in this third set. They've already won the first two, so Parkway wins this set. It's over. Good serve there. Cameron Mullenkamp hits it back to Parkway. Here's the set by Schoenleben. And a block by Bryn Wilman. That was a smash by Bruns, but Wilman there to block it and puts it down on the floor. So give Bryn Wilman the block. 12-8. Lady Indians down by 4. Here's Kayla Heitkamp serving now. Good serve. Battle at the net, and Bryn Wilman gets another block. Kayla Heitkamp serving. 12-9. Good serve by Kayla. Here's the set by Schoenleben to Bruns. It's a soft hit over. Smash by Homan, and she got the kill. Hit that off of Emery Temple. So nice kill by Bridget Homan. She has 6 kills on the night so far, and back to serve again is Kayla Heitkamp. It's now 12-10, only a 2-point lead for Parkway. Schoenleben will set for Bruns, and she hits it out of bounds. Just barely, but she almost had the point there. A rare timeout for Parkway. Parkway leads by only 1, 12-11 here in the third set. Port Recovery continues to serve. We'll be back.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation. Their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Twelve to 11 here in the third set. Lady Indians need to win this to stay alive. Playing a very good Parkway team tonight, who is 7-1 coming in. Lady Indians 4-2 coming in. Here's Kayla Heitkamp serving now for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve. Here's Bruns hitting it back to Fort Recovery, kind of a soft hit. Smash by Homan, and she blasts it right through the block set up by Cammie Langenkamp and gets the kill. Bridget Homan with kill number 7. Kayla Heitkamp will serve again. And it's a tie score now, 12-12. It's a smash. Was it in? Yep. Just on the sideline. Britton Bruns, another kill, just barely in. Kill number 17 for her now. And side out to Parkway. They now lead 13-12. Good serve. Here's Kayla Heitkamp setting for Bridget Homan. Cross court hit, and she got the kill. Homan with kill number 8. Back to serve now is Cameron Mullenkamp. The Indians are tied with Parkway here, 13-13. It's a good serve. Here's the set by Schoenleben. There's Bruns on the smash, played back by Fort Recovery. Schoenleben will set. Hit back over by Langenkamp. Fort Recovery's Kennedews back to Parkway. Here's a smash by Bruns, and she hits it out of bounds. Point for Recovery. Cameron Mullenkamp serving. Good serve. Dug out by Parkway. Here's a block by Bryn Wilman. And a point for Recovery. Bryn Wilman's been awesome with 4 blocks so far tonight. Cameron Mullenkamp will serve again. Good serve. Dug out by Kobe Smith. Here's Bruns on a hit. Played nicely by Kennedews. Heitkamp will set for Brent Holman. Back to Parkway. And Parkway misplays it. Going to call a double hit on Parkway. Another service point for Fort Recovery. And now Fort Recovery has taken the lead 16-13 here. And Parkway returns it. Hughes back over. Kennedy Mollenkamp back to Parkway. Bruns hits it through the Fort Recovery block and gets the kill. That was anything but a major hit, but she got the kill anyway. Kill number 18 for Britton Bruns. Quite an amazing total, and we're not done yet. Here's the serve by Cammie Langenkamp. Good serve. Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Over to Langenkamp, who passes to the net. Here's the set. Britton Bruns hits it back over. Fort Recovery trying to keep it alive, and they do. Cameron Mollenkamp free balls it over. There's a smash and a kill through the block for Naomi Kanapke of Parkway. Langenkamp picks up a service point. She'll serve again. It's now 16-15. Indians lead by only one now. Good serve. Dug out by Kenna Dews. Heitkamp will set. Here's the hit by Holman, and she got the kill. Bridget Holman with a kill. It makes it 17-15 now. And Kenna Dews will go back to serve on side out for the Lady Indians. Rob Weaver here. Eric Cattley is our studio producer at the radio station. Neil Spencer, Brody Bargy for FootRecoveryRadio.com. And there's a service ace for Kenna Dews. That's her first ace of the night. 18-15 now. Lady Indians by three. Kenna Dews, oh, service error in the net. Side out Parkway. They now trail by two, 18-16. And Bruns is serving for Parkway. To Kenna Dews, to Heitkamp. Heitkamp will set for Holman, who hits it back over. Here's Hughes, a smash, and she hits it out of bounds, but they say it was tipped. Tipped by Fort Recovery, so give Megan Hughes a kill. Fort Recovery fans didn't see it that way. I thought it might have been tipped. Here's Bruns serving again. Holman hits it over to Parkway. Smash back to Lady Indians. It's in by Bryn Shane Lieben, and she gets a kill. Only her second kill of the night, but a big one because it ties it up, 18-18. Britton Bruns back to serve again. Dug out by Dews. Here's the tip over by Niekamp. Now Bruns hits it back over quickly to Fort Recovery. Back over to Fort Recovery again. Dews will set for Holman and got the kill. Give Dews the assist and Bridget Holman the kill. That is number 10 for her tonight, for Bridget. She's having a nice match. Bridget Holman goes back to serve. It's 19-18, Lady Indians by one. Here's the set and the smash and the kill for Naomi Kanapke. Give Bryn Shane Lieben the assist. And Kanapke has 11 kills on the night now. Back to serve now is Adria Miller. Miller's serve is a good one, dug out by Bridget Holman to the net. Heitkamp will set for Holman. Holman free balls it over this time. Here's Parkway, the hit. And hitting it through the block of Carly Niekamp was Parkway's Bryn Shane Lieben getting a kill. Miller will serve again. 20-19. Parkway has taken the lead here. Here's Bridget Holman on a nice smash. And the return is out of bounds. Give Holman the kill. Back to serve, side out. Fort Recovery is Kennedy Mollenkamp. We are tied at 20-20. Mollenkamp's serve is a good one. Dug out by Miller. Here's the hit back over. And they say it was out of bounds by Naomi Kanapke, and Fort Recovery picks up the point. Kennedy Mollenkamp serving again. Lady Indians lead by one, 21-20. Good serve. Dug out by Parkway. Here's Kobe Smith heading it back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mollenkamp. She got the kill. Cameron Mollenkamp with a kill. And Lady Indians lead by two, 22-20. We'll be back. Side out. Not side out, but serve continuing for Fort Recovery. And Parkway calls timeout. We'll be back.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights that constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Now, this third set is still anybody's set, but Fort Recovery leading at the moment, 22-20. Fort Recovery must win this set to extend the match to a fourth game. Kennedy Mollenkamp serving. Good serve dug out by Bruns. Here's the set for Kobe Smith, and Kobe Smith gets the kill. Now serve for Parkway. Is it in or not? Yes, they say it was. Emory Temple serving an ace serve. She will serve again. That ties it up at 22-22. Parkway with the serve. A tie match or a tie set here. 22-22. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mollenkamp. Cross court hit. Played by Parkway. Here's Smith hitting it back to Fort Recovery. Cameron Mollenkamp on a smash and got the kill. That is eight kills now for Cameron. Carly Niekamp back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Here's Kobe Smith. Smash played by Niekamp. Cameron Mollenkamp will pass up to Holman, who free balls it over. Here's a smash and a block for Fort Recovery, but it's hit out of bounds. So point for Parkway. It's tied at 23-23. Bryn Shane-Lieben will be serving. Good serve. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mollenkamp. Is a kill? Yes! Cameron Mollenkamp, a kill down in the corner. Nine kills for her in this match. And Kayla Heitkamp will go back. The serve here is set point. 24-23, Lady Indians lead by one. Heitkamp serves. It's a good one. There's the set. There's Bruns on a smash. Fort Recovery got it in, and they win 25-23. Fort Recovery wins 25-23. That smash off of Bruns was dug out. I'm not sure which one of the Lady Indians it was, but it went right over the net on the dig and just was inbounds on the far side to give Fort Recovery the winning point, 25-23. So we move to set number four. Well, the score is 2-1 now. Parkway still with the advantage, 2-1. Can Fort Recovery win set four? We'll find out when they get back. Don't go away.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy.
from IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition. Our Kelp Pharmacy IV pharmacist will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose your home for your IV treatment and request Kelp Pharmacy IV to provide your sterile infusion medications. Call Kelp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 419-375-2323, extension 4. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
Attention lawn enthusiasts. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is slashing prices on their used lawnmowers, with some marked down up to $1,000 off. Premium Grasshopper and Kubota mowers now available at jaw-dropping discounts. So whether you're tackling acres or just a cozy backyard, we've got the perfect mower for you. Why wait? Visit Hall Brothers today and score big savings on your next lawn upgrade. Swing by Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery now and seize the savings before they're gone.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today, yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Here we go with the third set. Parkway serving. Back over to Parkway. Here's the set. And there's Bruns with the hit. And it's out of bounds. But it was tipped. It was tipped. So give Bruns the kill. Kill number 19 for her. Bryn Shane Lieben serving. And there's a service ace. Shane Lieben serving again. It's 2-0. Parkway with the early lead here. And there's a dig by Dews. Hit by Cameron Mullenkamp. Parkway gets it over and Fort Recovery can't. Parkway just barely got it over on a one-hand hit stab. And Fort Recovery could not return it. Another service point for Bryn Shane Lieben. Good serve again. At the net, a battle. Parkway's side, back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mullenkamp. A blast and got the kill. Cameron Mullenkamp deflected it off of a block by Parkway and picks up her 10th kill of the night for Cameron. Kayla Heitkamp now serving. It's 3-1. Parkway leads here in the third set. And right at the net, Cameron Mullenkamp waiting on it, and she stuffs it down the throat of Parkway. Kayla Heitkamp serving. Good serve. Here's the hit by Kobe Smith back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Dews. Dews two hands it over. Here's the set for Parkway. There's Bruns with a little finesse hit and got the kill. Britton Bruns, she can throw them down your throat, but that one was just a little softy. And she still got a kill out of it. Now serving is Kobe Smith for Parkway. Bridget Holman hits it back to Parkway. Here's the set. And there's one right in the middle where there was nobody waiting. Another kill for Britton Bruns. Kill number 21 now for Britton Bruns here. We're at the early part of the fourth set. Kobe Smith back to serve again. Good serve dug out by Bridget Holman. Over to Parkway. Here's a smash and a kill by guess who? Bruns gets another kill. Fort Recovery calls time. Kill number 22 for Britton Bruns. And Parkway leads 6-2 here to start this fourth set. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Well, big start here for Parkway. They already lead 2-1, and now they've taken a 6-2 lead here in this fourth set. They win the fourth set, of course, it's over. Kobe Smith on the serve, good serve. Dug out by Homan. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mullenkamp, and she got the kill. Hammer, just a placement kill there where Parkway couldn't come through. Number 12 on the night for Cameron, and Cameron will go back to serve now. Cameron's only a sophomore, really nice-looking player. Here's Parkway on the return. Kobe Smith hits it out of bounds. Service point for Cameron Mullenkamp. Cameron serves again. Dug out by Parkway's Emory Temple. Here's the hit back over by Bruns. The set by Heitkamp for Fort Recovery. Bren Willman on the kill. And Fort Recovery has now cut it to a one-point lead. Cameron Mullenkamp serves again. Another good serve. Here's the set and the smash by Hughes, who's in the lineup. Freeballing it over is Kenna Dews. Here's the set by Shane Lieben and a smash. And Cammie Langenkamp picks up the kill that time from the middle hitting position for Parkway. That makes it 7-5. Parkway leads by 2. Back to serve is Cammie Langenkamp. Langenkamp's serve is a good one, dug out by Kenna Dews. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Homan. Homan on the smash. Now back over and a kill for guess who? Britton Bruns, another kill. Kill number 23 for her. Boy, is she ever racking them up. Langenkamp serving. Good serve. Dinging it over was Homan. Parkway having a little trouble. They have to free ball it back. Willman at the net. And there's waiting on it was Naomi Kanapke, and she gets the kill. So continuing to serve here is Cammie Langenkamp. 9-5 now as Parkway pulling ahead here a little bit. Good serve dug out by Dews, but nobody can play it. Give an ace serve to Cammie Langenkamp. Went off of Dews, but she couldn't get it to a position where someone could get to it. Here's a good serve there by Langenkamp. Smash and a block. Looked like it was a combined block between Kanapke and Hughes, Megan Hughes. Of course, Megan's the daughter of former Fort Recovery great Lynn Benn. Lynn didn't play volleyball, but she was quite the basketball star. 11-5, timeout for Fort Recovery. We'll be back.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Again, Eric Catterley is our studio producer back at the radio station. Again, Brody Bargy and Neil Spencer, the technicians for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Again, this reminder, Fort Recovery schools are closed tomorrow because there is a plumbing water leak problem at the middle school, elementary middle school. So all the Fort Recovery schools are closed for tomorrow. The high school activities will still be on tomorrow, including the football game tomorrow night. Here's a smash and a kill for Parkway's Naomi Kanapke. So the service for Cammy Langenkamp continuing here. Langenkamp will serve again. And got an ace serve, went right off the fingertips of Jenna Dews for an ace serve for Cammy Langenkamp. Five. Boy, Parkway's had quite the run here. Here's the next serve, and this is out of bounds. Service error for Langenkamp. I guess that's the only way to stop her. Let her create her own error. And so Fort Recovery's Kenna Dews will now serve for the Lady Indians on side out. 13-6 score. 7-point lead for Parkway. Good serve. Here's a hit back over to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp, Cameron Mollenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp to Knee Camp. Back Parkway gets it back over to Fort Recovery. Kenna Dews free balls it over. Here's the set for Parkway. Shane Lieben to Bruns. Fort Recovery able to play it. Here's the set by Shane Lieben again. And a kill this time by Naomi Kanapke. And that's side out now for the Lady Panthers. Parkway 7-1 coming in. Let's see, Kanapke has 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 kills for Kanapke. Fort Recovery returns the serve. Here's Hughes on the blast, and she hits it out of bounds. Hitting error there for Megan Hughes. She's only a sophomore for Parkway. And here is Bridget Homan serving. Homan serves a good one. Shane Lieben will set for Naomi Kanapke, who gets another kill. It's now 15-7. Side out Parkway, and going back to serve is Adria Miller. Miller's serve is a good one, dug out by Homan. And Fort Recovery having problems and can't get it, can't make the return. I'm not going to rule that as an ace, but close to it. But a service point for Adria Miller nonetheless. It's now 16-7. Fort Recovery trailing here in the fourth set. Bridget Homan hits it into the net. Hitting error for Bridget. 17-7. Another service point for Adria Miller. She'll serve again. Dug out by Homan to Fort Recovery's Kayla Heitkamp, who hits it over on the second hit. Here's Bruns back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke over to Parkway. Parkway back over to Fort Recovery. Smash by Homan and in the net. That's a point for Parkway. Adria Miller's serve continues. It's now 19-7 now. Bridget Homan on the dig. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp hitting it back over to Parkway. Here's the two-hand shove over by Parkway's Colby Smith, and she hits it out of bounds. And finally, the service of Adria Miller comes to an end, and here's Kennedy Mollenkamp serving for Fort Recovery's 19-8. Good serve by Kennedy. Here's a set by Shane Lieben to Colby Smith. Smith on the blast. Fort Recovery gets it back over. Here's a smash by Shane Lieben, and she gets the kill on a little cross-court hit. Bryn Shane Lieben on the kill. There's a serve by Parkway's Emory Temple, their libero. Back over to Parkway, back to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery saves it on a free ball. Here's a set, and Kobe Smith on a smash. Fort Recovery plays it. And there's a smash by Cameron Mullenkamp and got the kill. Cameron Mullenkamp with her 13th kill of the evening. Side out for recovery, but we're down by 20-9 here in this fourth set. A must-win set for Fort Recovery because Fort Recovery trails 2-1. Carly Niekamp on the serve. It's a good one. There's a miss hit in the net. Fort Recovery will pick up the point. Niekamp back to serve again. 19-9 now. Carly Niekamp, good serve. Dug out by Miller. Here's Langenkamp hitting it over for Parkway. Now Kayla Heitkamp free balls it back to Parkway. There's the little dink. She saw the open spot. And Cammy Langenkamp gets a little dink kill, making it 20-10. And now back to serve is Bryn Shane Lieben. Shane Lieben serves a good one, dug out by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kayla Heitkamp to Cameron. Cameron hits it over and hits it out of bounds. Down the sideline, but out of bounds. Point for the Parkway Lady Panthers. It's now 21-10. Here's Cameron Mullenkamp, a smash, played by Parkway. Here's Bruns getting another kill. You're watching an all-conference player here, folks. 24 kills now for Britton Bruns in this match so far tonight. Here's another serve. It's too long. Service error by Bryn Shane Lieben. And back to serve now for Fort Recovery, trailing 22-11. It's Kayla Heitkamp. Kayla needs a big run here to keep us in this set. And a battle at the net goes to Fort Recovery side. Kayla Heitkamp was set for Cameron Mullenkamp. Parkway saves it. Miller had a nice save there, and they're going to call Parkway a double hit. Kayla Heitkamp picks up the service point. 22-12. Indians down by 10. Good serve there. Bruns on another kill. 25 kills for Britton Bruns tonight. 25. Wow. It's been a variety. There's been some finesse kills and some thundering hits. Serving now is Miller for Parkway. Bryn Willman hits it back over and got the kill. I correct myself. That was Colby Smith serving there a moment ago. Fort Recovery gets the kill. Cameron Mullenkamp on the serve. Good serve. Here's the set. Bruns on a smash and hits it too high and out of bounds. Point for Fort Recovery. Cameron Mullenkamp serving here. Good serve. It's 23-14. Hughes dinks it over. Heitkamp will set for Homan, and Homan gets the kill as she hit it right at Emory Temple, and Temple could not play it. So Bridget Homan gets her 12th kill of the night. Another serve here for Cameron Mullenkamp. Good serve. Langenkamp to Shane Lieben. Here's the set for Fort Recovery, and oops, under the net goes Bridget Homan. Bridget went under the net there by a whole bunch. Back to serve is Cammy Langenkamp. 24-15. Here's the match point. Good serve, dug out by Cameron Mullenkamp. Went up in the air, hit the rafters, came back down, and it's over. 25-15. Parkway wins set number 4, and Parkway wins the match 25-15. 16, 25-21. They lose the third set, 25-23, but come back and easily win the fourth set, 25-15. Congratulations to the Parkway Lady Panthers. They are now 8-1 on the year. We'll be back to wrap it up after this.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaup Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kaup Pharmacy IV pharmacist will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose your home for your IV treatment and request Kaup Pharmacy IV to provide your sterile infusion medications. Call Kaup Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 419-375-2323, extension 4. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Attention all lawn enthusiasts. Get ready for some serious savings at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. For a limited time only, we're slashing prices on all used mowers. That's right, every used mower is marked down with some incredible discounts of up to $1,000 off. Don't miss this chance to upgrade your lawn care arsenal without breaking the bank. Visit Hall Brothers today and take advantage of these amazing deals before they're gone. Hall Brothers, your destination for quality mowers at unbeatable prices.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, they're so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Rob Weaver here back at the Fortside Fieldhouse. This is a wrap up the match tonight. Again, Fort Recovery losing 3-1 in the varsity match. Their record drops to 4-3 on the year, and a very impressive Parkway team goes to a record of 8-1 on the season. Once again, Parkway won the first set, 25-16. Very close second set, also won by Parkway, 25-21. The third set was won by Fort Recovery, 25-23, to stay alive. But Parkway pretty much dominated the fourth set, 25-15. In the JV competition, it was a win for Parkway there as well. Parkway won in two sets, 25-20, 27-25. Fort Recovery's record drops to 5-2 with the loss, and Parkway's JV record improves to 4-3. Giving you my unofficial stats tonight, Kennedews had 5 service points, including 1 ace. Kayla Heitkamp for Fort Recovery had 8 service points. Bryn Wilman had 4 kills and 4 blocks. Carly Niekamp had 3 kills, 1 block, and 2 service points. Kennedy Mollenkamp ended up with 3 kills, 1 block, and 6 service points. Cameron Mollenkamp had a nice night with 13 kills and 7 service points for Cameron Mollenkamp. Bridget Holman ended up with 12 kills, 2 blocks, 4 service points, including 1 ace. Once again, leading the team in the kills department, Cameron Mollenkamp with 13 and 12 for Bridget Holman. For Parkway, all-conference player, that's for sure, maybe even an all-stater, Britton Bruns, who's only a junior, had 25 kills in the match this evening, unofficially, according to me. She had 10 service points, including 1 ace, but 25 kills for Britton Bruns. And as I said earlier, a nice variety of hitting, some wicked shots and some finesse shots for those 25 total kills. Emery Temple, their libero, had 5 service points, including 1 ace. Kobe Smith ended up with 6 service points, including an ace, and she also had 4 kills. Bryn Shane Lieben had 9 service points, including 2 aces, and had 5 kills as well for Bryn Shane Lieben. Naomi Kanapke ended up with 15 kills on the night herself. Very nice night for Naomi. She had 1 block in addition. 7 service points. No service points for Naomi Kanapke. So she had 15 kills and 1 block. For Cammy Langenkamp, she had 7 service points, including 2 aces, and also chipped in with 3 kills. Megan Hughes, again the daughter of Lynn Ben Hughes, 4 kills and 2 blocks. She's a youngster, only a sophomore. Adria Miller, one of 2 seniors on the squad. They're the only senior that really played tonight. It's a very young team for Parkway. Adria Miller had 10 service points, including 3 aces. Those are your unofficial stats for the contest tonight. Congratulations to the Parkway Lady Panthers. Again, they defeat our Fort Recovery Lady Indians in varsity play tonight, 3-1, to improve their record to a very impressive 8-1 on the year. And again, Fort Recovery, they dropped to 4-3 on the season. That's it for us from the Fortside Fieldhouse. We do remind you again, there is no school for Fort Recovery tomorrow due to a plumbing water leak problem at the elementary middle school. Again, no school for any of the Fort Recovery schools tomorrow due to that problem at the elementary middle school. Now, all the activities tomorrow are still on. Example, the football game with Coldwater, that is still on for tomorrow night, despite the fact that there's no school in Fort Recovery tomorrow. That's it from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Thanks to Brody Bargy and Neil Spencer of FortRecoveryRadio.com, Eric Catterly of the radio station for being our producers. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.